This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
They call it Pax Silica. Peace through silicon. It almost sounds poetic, doesn't it? A new world order built not on nuclear treaties or oil pipelines, but on the microscopic circuits that power everything from your smartphone to the missile guidance systems of the future. The United States just announced this exclusive club, a nine-nation coalition of the willing to control the future of artificial intelligence and the global supply chain. The guest list is impressive. The U.S., of course, Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands, the UK, Israel, the UAE, Singapore, and Australia. But if you take a closer look, there is a gaping hole. A glaring absence shaped like the world's most populous democracy. India is not on that list. The hook is simple, but the implications are terrifyingly complex. Now, like I mentioned, they call it Pax Silica, peace through silicon. But whose peace and whose rules? Being left out of this US-controlled cartel might be the push India finally needs to stop relying on foreign validation and build true sovereign AI.
You're listening to Nelson John 360.
Nelson John 360.
Hello and welcome back to Nelson John 360. I'm your host, Nelson. And today we are decoding the silence from Washington and the noise in New Delhi. We're looking at the hard truth about our capabilities versus our ambition. The diplomatic deep freeze happening behind closed doors. Why we missed the China Plus One bus. And finally, why this snub might actually be the best thing that ever happened to us. Starting off with the hard truth angle. When the news broke out that India was excluded from the Pax Silica, the political machinery in New Delhi went into overdrive. The opposition Congress party immediately blamed a sharp downturn in ties between Prime Minister Modi and US President Donald Trump. They called it a missed opportunity, pointing out the irony that this exclusion came just a day after a warm and engaging call between the two leaders. But if we strip away the politics and look at the engineering, a much harsher reality emerges. Now, Pax Silica isn't just a friendship bracelet. It's a supply chain integration for the most advanced economies in the world. The US Department, State Department, was very clear. They selected countries that are home to the most important companies and investors powering the global AI supply chain. Now, let me break down the list to understand why they are there and why we aren't. You have the Netherlands. They are essential because they make the lithographic machines, ASML. Without advanced chips, they simply cannot exist. You have South Korea and Japan. They hold the monopoly on high-end manufacturing, memory chips, and critical materials. You have Australia. They possess the critical minerals, lithium, cobalt, and the purest quartz needed for silicon production. And you have the UAE and Singapore. Now, what do they have? They serve as massive capital financiers and logistics hubs. So where does India fit? We certainly have the ambition. We have the India Semiconductor Mission, which is about $10 billion in incentives. We have Prime Minister Modi declaring that India is on the brink of a semiconductor revolution. But here's the hard truth. According to experts, is that we are still an aspirational player. I repeat, aspirational player, not a core partner. We are effectively a tier 2 player in a tier 1 game. Now, this isn't just a metaphor. The US Department of Commerce has issued a new AI diffusion rule that literally partitions the world into tiers for advanced AI chip access. Tier 1 gets unrestricted access. That's the UK, Japan, Europe, and the PAC Silica members. Tier 2, that's India, faces licensing requirements and volume caps. Now, under these new rules, Tier 2 nations are subject to a presumption of approval, only up to a certain limit, say around 50,000 advanced chips, like the H100 a year. Anything about that faces a presumption of denial. Now, you might ask, why the cap? It's about capability and trust. While India designs about 20% of the world's chips, we currently manufacture almost zero advanced logic chips commercially. We are strong in design, yes, but PAC Silica is about the physical supply chain, smelting, refining, lithography. Think about critical minerals. We have resources. We've identified 30 critical minerals, including lithium and cobalt, but we don't have the processing capacity. We are pretty much reliant on China for processing almost all of these inputs. If the US wants a supply chain free of coercive dependencies on China, they can't plug India into the core yet because we're still structurally dependent on Chinese imports for the raw materials to make electronics. One expert puts it out bluntly. We have hollow talks in some areas, but haven't proven we can process quartz to high grade needed for semiconductors. Until we fix that bottleneck, we are at risk, not an asset, to a secure supply chain. If capability is the engine, geopolitics is the fuel. And right now, the fuel lines seem to be frozen. Now, this brings us to another angle, which I look at as the diplomatic freeze. It feels like a slap in the face. Why would the US exclude a key Quad member, India, while including other three, US, Japan, and Australia? It's the Russia factor. It always comes back to Russia. The US framework for PAC Silica is security first. They want to prevent high-tech leakages to countries of concern. That primarily means China and Russia. India has refused to break strategic ties with Moscow. We buy their oil, we buy their S-400 missile systems. Now, to Washington, it's not in the super safe category. There are genuine fears in Washington that if we give India the access to the most advanced AI chips, those chips or the technology behind them might leak to Russian intelligence or military applications. So we're being penalized for our strategic autonomy. This is a dual layer exclusion. Layer one is that we aren't integrated enough industrially. Layer two is that we aren't aligned enough politically regarding Russia. Contrast this with the UAE. Who did make it to the list? The UAE had to effectively divest from Chinese technology and agree to strict terms to get access to advanced US chips. They bent the knee to US security demands. India, maintaining its non-aligned stance, has not. It's a political thriller playing out in export control documents. The US is saying, we love you as a counterweight to China, but we don't trust you with the keys to the Ferrari. How about that? Now that brings us to the economic dimension. Another angle, the China plus one failure. For years, we've heard the slogan, make in India, make in India, make in India, right? We were supposed to be the factory of the world when companies left China. We were supposed to be the plus one. But look at the PAC Silica list again. Singapore is there, South Korea is there, even Vietnam and Malaysia are eating our lunch in semiconductor packaging and testing. This is the economic urgency we are ignoring. The world is reorganizing its supply chains right now. While we are celebrating mobile phone assembly, which has grown significantly, exports grew eightfold in 11 years, we missed the bus on the high-end semiconductor ecosystem. Why did we lose out to them in this specific alliance? Because capital follows, certainly. Pax Silica, you know, it isn't just a political group. It's an investment guarantee. It tells global investors, put your money in these 9 countries and the US government guarantees the supply chain is safe. By being left out, India is implicitly labeled as higher risk for high-tech capital. Now, this can be damaging. We are trying to build fabs. We have approved projects with investments of 1 lakh crore rupees, including Tata Electronics. But these need billions in continuous investments. If the Pax Silica bloc decides to coordinate their incentives, say the US, Japan, and UAE pool money to build infrastructure in Singapore or Australia, capital will flow there, not to India. While we debate tariffs on almonds and walnuts in trade talks, the architecture of the 21st century economy is being built without us. Now, I might have painted a pretty bleak picture out here. That's because we genuinely lack the fabs. We're diplomatically frozen out, and we are losing the investment race. But there's another way to look at this. Perhaps this exclusion is actually a blessing in disguise. Do you remember the 1990s when the US denied Israel the technology for cryogenic engines? They sanctioned us. They tried to kill our space program because they didn't want a developing nation to have that power. And then what happened? We built it ourselves. Now we're landing on the South Pole of the Moon. Don't you think Pax Silica is the cryogenic engine moment for AI? If we joined Pax Silica, probably we would be signed up to be a junior partner. We would have to adhere to US export controls. Now that means the US decides who we can sell our AI to. It means we couldn't trade with parts of the global South if Washington said no. Being left out, it forces us to innovate. It forces us to build sovereign AI. And we very much are on the track, talking about the different government-led initiatives and policy changes. And of course, you know, Bharat Gen, India's own AI model, that truly represents India. You know, speaking of Bharat Gen, you know, I mean, that's a truly interesting topic, you know, I'd like to cover on another episode. Do watch out for that. Now, the US model is going to be expensive and resource heavy. They're obsessed with safety and control. India has a different strength. Frugal development. We have limited resources, so we are forced to build efficient models that don't require massive, energy-guzzling data centers to the same extent. The trap is thinking the race is just about manufacturing chips. Well, it's not. That's Taiwan's game. The new race is about design and deployment. And guess what? India has about 20% of the world's chip design talent. We have the data of 1.4 billion people, the most diverse data set on the planet. We should stop trying to beat Taiwan at manufacturing 3-nanometer chips. Come on, it's a game they won 30 years ago. And focus on the software stack and the application layer. We don't need 5-nanometer chips to run an AI model that helps a farmer in Bihar optimize crop yields, right? We would not be needing H100s to build a localized language model for Tamil or Bengali. We're already seeing this pivot. India is hosting the AI Impact Summit in 2026. What's the theme? People, planet, and progress. We are positioning ourselves as the voice of the Global South, offering an alternative to the US-controlled Pax Silica model. We are focusing on applications, healthcare, agriculture, education, rather than just raw power. We can also leverage selective alignment. We have strong bilateral ties with Japan, who is a Pax Silica member. We are already cooperating with them on semiconductors. We can use these side doors side doors, to get the hardware we need while building our own sovereign software stack. The US has signaled that we are tier 2 for their system, which is fine. We accept that challenge. We can build a stack that does not rely on their permission. We pivot from begging for fabs to dominating design. So where does this leave us? The door to Pax Silica, that exclusive club of 9 nations controlling the future of silicon supply chain, is currently shut to India. We've been categorized quite literally by the US Department of Commerce as a tier 2 nation. We face volume caps on the chips we need to build the future, and we are viewed with suspicion because of our strategic autonomy and our refusal to pick a side in a binary world. I really believe that, you know, it's time we stop waiting for an invite and start building our own table. All right, if you enjoyed this breakdown, please hit follow, leave a rating. It genuinely helps me stay motivated to keep recording and bringing you the stories that matter. I'm your host, Nelson John, and you are listening to the Nelson John 360 podcast. Stay sharp, stay curious.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.